connecting with your God self. Beloved one, as we have said, you are the maker of everything in your universe. You are the maker of all your reality. That is a bit much to grasp, because you have been taught through what seems to be eons of time that you are just a small speck, unworthy to even think of yourself as being from the divine, unworthy to know even a name to call yourself. Can you imagine there was a time when you were not allowed and not thought to be worthy to even have a name? Now, you have come into this lifetime, and you have sometimes a great string of names, all of them descriptive of you, for you gather to yourself as a history, a lineage of names, and they describe who you are, where you have come from, who supposedly the genealogical parents, ancestors are, have been, what your professional title may be, etc. So you feel that you have a long, long history, and you do. It extends even farther back than what you can imagine. It goes back to the place where you knew yourself to be, just to be divine energy, forever flowing, forever creating, forever imagining whatever you wanted to imagine. You stand now in a place, a choice point, where truly you have choices and you want to choose well. You have said, I have played this scenario long enough. I have played being unworthy. I have played being the victim. I have played being the victor. I have played all the different scenarios that I can think of. Now I want to know peace. I want to know worthiness. I want to know ease of being. I want to know the love of others who gather round and feel my love flowing out towards them. I want to feel in the midst of love. You are going to allow yourself to dream. How can this come about? How can this be? How can I make the dream a reality, lowercase r? And then how can I know that it truly comes from my reality, capital R? You are beginning to feel possibilities. They seem yet beyond your grasp. They are just beyond the fingertips, but there are choices. There is a reality that fulfills what you are seeking deep within yourself. As some of the time goes by, you are going to make the move, the steps to bring this into the conscious reality, not just a dream, but you are going to make it manifest. Allow yourself a moment right now to ask of yourself, what is my deepest desire? What would I like to see made manifest? What in my life would I do experience if I could? At first, you'll have ideas, and ego will say, well, not just an idea, a dream. But the more you think about it, and you look at the possibilities as to what would be the first step to make this manifest, you see that you can take a step to make it a reality. You can connect with the power that you are. Not power that you have, but power that you are. And bring together that which you truly desire at a very deep level. You can do this. It is time. You have in your reality a belief, a very deep-seated belief in process, in time, that everything has a beginning, a middle, which is probably quite long, and then an achievement of a goal, whatever the goal may be. And when you get to the goal, you find that there can be a refinement of the goal. There can be more, because then you have a new perspective, and then you have on to making some more changes. Nothing is ever set in concrete. I have said to you many times that it is most wonderful what you do with the improvisation. I watch you as you think you are stuck in something. I really have to do it this way. This is what the world tells me it has to be. And then you make some improv. You change in a moment. You are going to be making some changes that even now seem to be impossible. You are going to say, but I have to leave behind some of the things that I have thought were important. Well, if they are that important to you, you are going to bring them along with you into the new reality. If they do not come into the new reality with you, they were never that important. They serve their place for a time, and then you are a new person. You get to change. Separated ego may say, but I don't really want to change, because at least the suffering that I do, I know it, and it is familiar. It hurts, but I know it. But I say unto you, you do not have to keep your hologram in limitation. Your hologram, your reality, the illusion of reality can be anything that you want it to be, and it can be any time that you want it to be. Allow yourself to take all the limitations off the illusion of this reality, and know that truly you can walk out into what seems to be thin air and you will still be supported. You have to be, because you are the one creating. So take that step into what seems to be thin air. Put on the earmuffs so you do not hear separated ego. Allow the I am ego of you to flourish. This is the time now. There is no other time that you need to wait for. It will seem to separated ego that you are doing an upheaval, and you are. So when separated ego starts talking to you and says you cannot do this, put the earmuffs on. Allow yourself to move forward and to say, yes, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to go. That is what I feel guided to do. It may not seem logical. It may not seem even possible. But if you want something truly at the soul level, and it is like life itself to you, then this is the time to move forward on it. There will never be a better time. If not now, when? What are you waiting for? If there is a desire deep within your soul, listen to it. Act on it. Allow it to come forth. Even if it means that you have to make big, big changes, everything is possible. All you have to do is, first of all, take the deep breath. Second of all, get clear about what your soul is really longing for and what it would look like, and then to ask, what is the first step? You do not have to know all of the steps. There may be where separated ego runs in and says, but it's too much, Master. I can't handle all of that. Of course not. You only have to handle the first step, and then the second step will maybe be clear to you. Oh, but I can't do that. Why not? You have made other big changes in your life, even if you did not know what was going to be happening. As you look back on this lifetime, you can see that you are guided by your higher self, by your soul. You are guided. Even though you might not have known it, there was a drawing forth from your soul level for you to be making manifest that which you truly desired. Long enough have you waited. Long enough have you put aside because you thought it was not possible. Long enough you have found reasons why you could not allow the soul's desire to become manifest. Now you connect with the God self of you, and from the God self of you, all things are possible. I know, I faced in my lifetime, the lifetime that is so famous, times when things seemed to be quite impossible, and I questioned. And yet there was a knowing from the soul level to do, to go places to speak. Who am I said, to speak that which I know? I'll speak it to a few people, I'll collect a few disciples unto myself, and I'll teach a small group, such as the ones that I've been in and have learned from, the master teachers that I studied with. I'll have a small group of ones that I share that which the masters have shared with me. I will share with a small group. Well, that was not the sole purpose. S-O-U-L. S-O-L-E. Purpose. And I found more and more people hungering to know their freedom, their joy, wanting to know that which I knew. First, at the mental level, you see. It did not all come right away. There was a period of testing out. There was a period of trying, trusting, moving forward, even until the crucifixion and resurrection. Did I know that I could resurrect the body? Mentally, I knew I could, but in truth, lowercase t, I was not quite sure. But there was a direction from the soul, as you have had in this lifetime. And the best way to know the soul direction, what is calling out for you to do, is to look back on this lifetime and to see how you have been guided, how you have made choices when you did not even know you were making a choice. But you chose, and it has brought you here to this point. You have a deep yearning at the soul level, and there are times when you are going to question, is this truly from my soul? Well, if it does not seem to make sense, it is probably from your soul, because separated ego likes everything to make sense. And if reasons come up and say, well, you had better not make that choice, with a fear-based feeling, then you will know that that comes from separated ego, which has held you for a while until there was enough energy to burst forth. It does not have to be difficult. The only time it is difficult is when you believe it has to be difficult in order to prove something to yourself or perhaps to others. That is the only time when it seems to be difficult. The rest of the time you go according to what you feel brings you joy. You may have to sit with yourself for a while, and you may have to go deep within yourself to find what brings you joy. There is always a chance to go deeper and to feel more joy, to a place where truly you cannot keep the feet upon our holy Mother Earth. This is a lifetime when you are awakening. You have prayed other lifetimes that you would know more of yourself, capital S, that you would know more of what everything meant and why you were experiencing what you were experiencing. This lifetime then has come so that you can consciously know that you are a master, so that you can consciously know that you create, that you put together all the pieces, even though it may seem at the time that the pieces are coming together for different reasons, maybe not even for the highest reason. And yet, when you look back, you will see the choices were for the highest and the best. A lot of times when you are sleeping, and I do not mean in the nighttime sleeping, But a lot of times when you are going about your business, focusing upon the worldly issues and what needs to be done, the soul of you is working, orchestrating the next step, and you probably are not conscious of what is going on. But you make the choices directed by the God self of you, or the soul of you, the soul that truly wants to awaken. You are connected to every brother and sister. There is no separation, as we have spoken many, many times. You know truly that the other one is feeling and thinking when you want to tune in, when you want to be at one with them. You have a connection that goes back eons of time as you measure time in this earthly realm. You have a connection that goes back to before time. You know truly what it feels like to be free. You ask, I know what it feels like to be free. I thought I had responsibility. I thought there were things I had to do. I thought everything in life was in certain stages, and I had to fulfill certain stages. Yes and no. You have come through the stages, but there is a higher purpose. A higher purpose is to awaken to the place of knowing the God self of you, the creativity of you, the oneness of you, the laughter, the joy, the communion of one. That is truly what you want to feel, the communion, union of one. You want to feel that whatever you would be experiencing, you would speak truthfully to another one, not have to couch it in certain language, not having to find the right words, feel the right emotions, but just to be truthful, to be able to lay it all out there and say, well, this is who I am. This is what I am feeling, lowercase w. That is who I am. This is who I would like to be, capital W. This is who, capital W, I am. I can let you see that. There are times when I question if I'm going to open my eyes the next day, or whether it's worth opening my eyes the next day. There are times when I feel abandoned, unsupported, unloved, unworthy. There are times when I don't know just how precious I am. You have felt this, and you have hidden it from others because you did not want them to reinforce your feelings of unworthiness. So you have hidden it from others, and you have tried to hide it from yourself. But all the time it was right there in the vibratory energy for everyone to see and to feel. What you want to be able to do is to be honest with yourself and honest with other ones and to put it right out there. This is what I am feeling. Perhaps I shouldn't feel this way, but I do feel this way, and I want to move through it. Will you help me move through it? And it is okay to be honest in this human experience, to put it right out there and say, I have tried many different ways and nothing is satisfying, fulfilling. Nothing takes away the pain, the doubt, the feeling of unworthiness, the feeling of possible abandonment. We have spoken at other times that all of you who know your connection to me have had very deep reinforcement of the possibility of abandonment when you saw me crucified and when you felt I had left you. When you knew that I had raised Lazarus from the dead, when you knew that I could facilitate healings, when you knew that I had the power to save myself, did I not care enough about you that I would save myself to be with you? Maybe you said to yourself, I'm not worth it. Maybe he doesn't want to be with me any longer. He's left me. And if he leaves me, and I know he has the power to stay with me, maybe everybody in my whole experience of this lifetime and other lifetimes is going to abandon me because I'm not worth their staying around to help me. You have carried that at a subconscious level. You have carried the feeling of abandonment. And it is a button that gets pushed easily. You dig yourself very quickly a very deep hole and you think, oh, I'm not worthy. I've tried. I've tried my best. See how I've suffered. But I guess I'm not worthy. I guess he or she doesn't care. It goes back to the very deep reinforcement of the belief at the time of the crucifixion. There were lifetimes before that were experiences of abandonment. But that one, for those of you who are close to me, that went very deep into the psyche. And you have carried it for over 2,000 years. So where am I now? I am back here with you. Maybe the form is a little bit different, but there are other times when I make my own form and I come and I sit next to you and I talk with you, and you are not quite sure who it is, but it is somebody very friendly and they seem very loving and wise. I am wise because I know that which you are. And you are wise because you recognize something in me. And it is the same that abides within you, the God self, the holy soul of you. So listen to the deepest yearning of your heart, of your soul. Get clear as to what you would really like to do, and get busy making it manifest in your experience. Eventually, separated ego is going to go off into the wings of the stage, and is not going to be needed anymore. It will take a while because separated ego is very used to having a script and running on stage. But after a while, there's not going to be any part for separated ego to play, and it will stay in the wings. And then finally, it will go down and take a seat in the audience while watch how you go, free, honest, knowing the God self of you is at play. I will not say work, but in play. Connect often in quiet times with the breath. Ask of yourself, where would I like to be? What would I really like to be doing? What is the first step? Who do I need to talk to? If that would be the first step, who do I have as a companion on the journey? Who do I love and who loves me? I will share with you that I love you, always have and always will. Never will I forsake you. Never will I forsake you. Never can I forsake you. I love that which you are. It is that which I am and that which you are. Love itself, free to express, free to be. So be it.